So I'd like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for the Odeo Charter School Nonprofit Board, which operates Odeo 2 Charter School, Odeo Charter School 3, Odeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. I'm Greg Haggart, Chairman of the Board. I'll facilitate the meeting. Let's take the roll first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. So Laura Barrero.
Laura Barrero, board member, Odeo Charter School.
Thank you. And Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, board member, Odeo Charter School.
All right. And Greg Haggart, chairman of the board. Thanks, everybody. So we've got a little bit to go over here in consideration. On 1.3, consideration approval of adoption of board findings pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E1. So the Odeo Charter School Board of Directors determines, in accordance with Government Code Section 54953E1B, that meeting in person would present imminent risk to the health or safety of attendees. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E3, the board has also reconsidered the circumstances of the state of emergency declared by the governor on March 4, 2020, and finds the state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the directors to meet safely in person, and or that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Additionally, AB 361 requires that this finding be made every 30 days to continue to permit teleconference meetings without adhering to some of the traditional requirements of the Brown Act, specifically with the teleconference requirements of Government Code Section 54953B3. Do I have a motion for approval of 1.3?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion.
Waylon Myers, I second that.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to call the votes individually is one of the protocols we're going to follow here. So, Laura Barrero, may I have your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggart votes aye, so that passes unanimously. Thank you. So, 1.4, establishment of quorum. Do I have a motion for approval of 1.4?
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve 1.4.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion.
Thank you. And Laura Barrero, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggart is aye, so that passes unanimously. Thank you. So 1.5, the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Angela, for giving us the flag. Ready? Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. So on item 1.6, the approval of the agenda, do I have a motion for approval of the agenda?
I'm Waylon Myers, board member. I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Laura Barrero, I second the motion.
Thank you. And I'll call for your vote. So Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggart is aye. Thank you. That passes unanimously. Pardon me. I'm going to take a little sip to clear my throat.
Laura, why don't you just go first every time? That way we won't have to worry about it. Keep it easier.
So public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Odeo Charter School Nonprofit Board non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or to give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items will be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may equivalently decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. So for item 2.1, non-agenda public comment, this is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that do not appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? Hearing none, I'm going to move to 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that do appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Hearing none, I will move on. So item 3.0 is a closed session. So this now is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the closed session items 3.2.1. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. And I hear no public comment on the closed session items. So I am going to move to the closed session. So the time now is 9:08, and we're going to enter closed session. So Angela will place the board members in a breakout room for the closed session. This will take a few minutes as board members, participants, it's settled here. When the session is concluded, we will return to open session and we'll begin again. Okay, Angela, will you take care of that for us?
Yes, one moment, please. Thank you.
We're back from closed session. The closed session ended at 10:10. I'm going to call the roll again. So when I call your name, please indicate you are present. Laura Barrera.
Laura Barrera here.
Waylon.
Waylon Myers here.
All right, Greg Haggard is here. So we are here. We have a quorum. We're all here. So return to open session, no action. I would like to report that no action was taken in the closed session. So moving on to 4.0 administrative items. So this is the annual.
I have to say what time it started and what time it ended.
Thank you, I appreciate that. Our closed session began at 9:09 and ended at 10:10. Thank you. So on administrative items, 4.1 is the governance parental representative postings on the respective school web pages and resource centers. So this is the annual publication for vacant parent board representative that started on January 14, 2022. The deadline to submit application is on April 14, 2022. This was publicized by posting on the website for Odeo Charter School 2, Odeo Charter School 3, Odeo Valley Charter School, Grossmont Secondary School, and Sweetwater Secondary School. The announcement is also posted at all the resource centers. Mary, 4.2, and that was just a reporting item. 4.2, the President's Report, would you share?
Yes, I'd like to share with you. I know you're already informed, but I'd like to share with everyone that the Charter School of San Diego received news, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, about 10 days ago, maybe, that they had received, and this is historical, they had received the Malcolm Baldrige Recognition for Quality and Performance Excellence, a national recognition out of the Office of the President, Secretary of Commerce Office. This recognition was developed in order to encourage and support and acknowledge high-level or functioning organizations in the country. It started out first with business, and of course, a lot of the names you would recognize, their trademark names, Boeing, Hewlett-Packard, Motorola, Solar Turbines, Sharp, Mercy. They eventually added hospitals, so Sharp Hospital and several like transplant organizations for organs and all kinds of different medical caregivers have been awarded. And then lastly, education was added as a category. The Charter School of San Diego is the only K-12 school to ever receive the award, the only charter school to ever receive the award. Now, there have been other educational institutions, but they're colleges or universities. And again, the only educational entity to ever have received this award two times. So there, for the first week in April, there will be a conference in which they will receive the recognition. Last time I went and I spoke, and it was quite a deal. And we were followed up by being given invitations all across the country and internationally. And we did a lot of that touring, sharing how we promoted the growth and development of our organization. And it will be the same this year. However, we'll be represented by Tim Tudor and Tiffany Yandel and a group of our representatives from the Charter School of San Diego, plus three board members that will be attending. They're going to, it's right outside of Washington, D.C. It might be Maryland, where they have the conference. And there's the awards conference, and then there's a breakout sessions where there's presentations and stuff. So it'll be a week full of work. Lynn and I will be remaining here in San Diego. We have quite a bit of work to do ourselves here. And we think it's a wonderful opportunity for our leadership team to get out there on their own and really shine. So we're very proud of the work. Tim was the champion on this, supported by Lynn and Tiffany. But thank you to Tim for all his work on this. And Denise Shields helped us. It was extraordinary. The reason I'm sharing this with you is that, of course, they're a sister school, but they also share the Altus instructional and operational model. At this point, Altus is not an entity unto itself. It's like a trademark name that we took up many years ago, and we gave it to the collection of affiliated schools, Altus schools. We have proceeded to formalize that term as a term which unites our schools. Lynn, are you on right now? Yeah, well, when she comes.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, could you share a little bit about what we're doing with the Altus schools term?
What we're doing with the Altus schools term is we already have filed the trademarking, and it's under the Odeo Corporation, and no, SSP Corporation, because originally it was Odeo Corp, and now we have it under the SSP Corp, which is ideal because Church of San Diego and Odeo is the pioneer schools that started to use the Altus model. And so what's going to happen is between the SSP Corporation and the Odeo Corporation and the, well, we're going to be merging mirrors. We're going to have a license agreement. Of course, there's not going to be no fee, so that all the other schools can use the trademark.
And will be known as Altus schools. So again, that is a detail to us, but something that in some view should be formalized, and we're happy to do that. That's a good thing. Altus schools is on our building, and Altus schools is a good way of sharing that all of our schools that we have something to do with have a very specific instructional and operational model that has been very successful and recognized. And that part of our public trust is to encourage other entities, other schools, other businesses, they can learn from us too, and hospitals. We've spoken to so many hospitals that we've shared information with, that other people can take parts or all of our organization for their own benefit. The last item is, so thank you once again, all of the people involved and all of the employees that work for Audeo or any of the other corporations. You are all a part of the model and all a part of the success. So I know you all share in the joy. The last part is the Audeo Valley Accreditation Commission for Schools, Western Association of Schools and Colleges. Tim, do you want to share a little bit about the Audeo Valley Accrediting Commission and what they did?
Sure. So as its first year as its own standalone school, we were able to fast track their accreditation process. So we had a visit in October by the WASC officials. They reviewed all aspects of the organization, focused on instruction, curriculum, assessment, professional development, and then reviewed the schools, interviewed a number of educational partners, parents, students, staff members, leadership. And then at the January WASC commission meeting, they were granted their initial accreditation status, which means they'll have accreditation for 2 years, retros back to the beginning of this year. So sometimes schools in their first year have, you know, they'll wait a year or two before they go for their accreditation, but because we've got this process down pretty well, we were able to fast track it. So now they can establish their own UC A to G course list, College Board course list, NCAA course list. So very exciting. So Sharnita and the team, really appreciate putting together the self-study, and congratulations on the accreditation award.
Thank you very much. And I know the board is very proud of that accomplishment. It's again a testimony to excellence. That's the end of the report, Greg.
Thank you very much, Mary. I appreciate that. And I just want to say, you know, the Malcolm Baldrige Award, I worked for a company that, Fortune 100 company years ago that tried for 25 years. It took them 25 years to win the Malcolm Baldrige Award. This is a extremely prestigious, very significant award that one normally associates with businesses. But it's a recognition of the processes and procedures and the student outcome successes and the internal disciplines applied. It's absolutely amazing. It truly, when you said, oh, it's an award given by the president, I think you glossed over that. We're talking about the president of the United States, right? So this is this is really something. And it's literally, I don't know what else to say, this is a mic dropper. Right. And to have won it twice is just absolutely amazing. Congratulations to all of you. And thank you for allowing these Deo schools to benefit from that same model. Really, really fantastic.
You know, Greg, a lot has to do, and I failed to mention the work of the board. The board members historically, certainly this board, but the boards that came before you and before you and before you and before you have all been so high level. I mean, Laura, Wayland, and yourself, you are stellar in terms of helping us, advising us, coaching us, and we appreciate that. And I truly, truly believe that this is not a handful of people at all. It extends all across our organization, and all of you played an integral role in this. So thank you to all of you. You're very insightful, all of you. You're perfect. Thank you so much.
You're very kind to say that, and apparently I'm not done. So when the thing about that I love about the Malcolm Baldrige Award is when you say you won it, you don't have to say anything after that. If you understand what the award is, it doesn't require an explanation. It doesn't require, and there's no story behind it. It's just Malcolm Baldrige winner, done. And everybody gets it. It speaks for itself, requires no explanation. So well done. Okay, so now we have the strategic plan update 4.3. Who's going to report on that? Is that Tim?
Yes, I can make some quick comments. We've provided the student participation reports for December 13th, 2021 through January of 2022. And you'll notice that the participation on enrollment for Adeo 2 is a 90.7%, which is a 2.1% increase from the prior year. Adeo 3's participation on enrollment is 89.5%, which is a 3.3% increase from the prior year. Adeo Valley is their first year as their standalone, so they're 93.5%, which is really outstanding. Grossmont is 89.5%, which is a 2.7% increase from last year. And Sweetwater Secondary is 90.6%, which is a 3.7% increase from last year. So all schools are performing well above the 84% goal and have increased their student participation from the previous year. So Great job, teachers and staff.
I'd like to remind you that reflects work product, student work product, not time in a seat, student work product. And there's a standard. They have to reach a certain standard before we credit ourselves with that time.
Well, that's really impressive. Thank you for that, because I've watched those numbers creep up in the time that I've been here. And those are really fantastic numbers and above our goals. I appreciate that. So moving on, the consent agenda 5.0. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved and acted by the board in one motion in the form listed below, unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda. There will be no discussion of these items prior to the board votes on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. Okay, so do I have a motion for approval of the consent items 5.1.1 to 5.1.6.5?
I move that we approve 5.1.1 through 5.165.
And Waylon, you're on mute. But we were there with you.
I second that motion to approve 5.1.1 through 5.1.6.5.
Thank you. And Laura Barrera, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon Myers.
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously those consent agenda items. So on 6.0 action items for Adeo Charter School 2, Lynn, do you have a report on 6.1.1?
Yes, thank you, Greg. Adeo Charter School's second interim report is the agenda item 6.1.1. It can be found on pages 753 to 762. Second interim report. This is the reporting of the financial results of the school that covers the period from July 1 through January 31. Local educational agencies, including charter schools, are mandated to file two financial interim reports during a given fiscal year regarding the financial health of the LEA. The interim report must include a certification, and which is the important part, of whether the LEA is able to meet its financial obligations. The LEA is required to submit the second interim reports to the charter authorizer no later than March 15th of every fiscal year. This report compares your current fiscal year budget items versus your aggregate totals for revenues, expenditures, or net results of operations and the net fund balance as of January 31st. For Odeo 2, the second interim report indicates a P280A of 234.93, and the projected net assets of fund balance is 2.867 million. The cash flow schedule for Odeo 2 as of January 31 indicates a positive balance of 2.451 million, and the projected cash flow balance as of June 30, including the accruals, is 2.214 million. What this signifies that the school is in good financial health and can meet its financial obligations. Therefore, the authorizer will give us a positive certification. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate that. Good job. So do I have a motion for approval of 6.1.1?
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve 6.1.1.
Waylon Myers, I second the motion to approve 6.1.1.
Thank you. And Laura Barrera, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
And Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is an aye, so that passes unanimously. So 6.1.2, consider approval of A through G completion improvement grant plan. Tim, could you tell us about that?
Yes, thank you. The A to G improvement grant was presented at the February board meeting. It needed a public hearing, and now it's back for a final vote. There have been no changes to the improvement grant, so its strategies will be implemented to help all student groups increase the percentage of students completing the A to G requirements for UCADG admission. The grant is on pages 763 to 767. And as a condition to receive the funding, we must present the plan and receive approval. So we do ask the board to approve the ADG grant for Audeo 2.
Fantastic, thank you. I would entertain a motion to approve item 6.1.2.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve 6.1.2.
Waylon Myers, I second the motion to approve 6.1.2.
Okay, Laura Barrera, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimously. So 6.2, action items for Audeo Charter School 2. Lynn, do you have a report on this interim report?
Thank you, yes. The Audeo Charter School 3 second interim report is on agenda item 6.2.1. Can be found on pages 768 to 770. The second interim reports indicate a fund balance as of January 31, 2022 of 1.252 million and a projected fund balance of 1.109 million. The fund balance for a small size school like Audeo 3 with less than 200 enrollment demonstrate that the school can meet its financial obligations as well.
Thank you. So I would entertain a motion to approve this item.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 6.2.1.
Waylon Myers, I second the motion to approve item 6.2.1.
Okay, and Laura Barrera, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
And Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, that passes unanimously. So 6.2.2, kind of the same. Tim?
Yes, thank you. Audeo 3 also is eligible to receive A2G improvement grant funds. Similar, the plan was presented at the February meeting. There has been no changes to it, and it's on pages 771 to 775, and we would recommend approval.
Thank you, and I would entertain a motion to approve that item, 6.2.2.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 6.2.2.
Waylon Myers, I second the motion to approve item 6.2.2.
And Laura Barrera, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon Myers?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, that passed unanimously. So interim report for Audeo Valley Charter School, item 6.3.1, Lynn?
Thank you. The Audeo Valley second interim report is on agenda item 6.3.1. Can be found on pages 776 to 781. The second interim reports indicates a P2ADA of 234.93. The second interim reports indicates a projected net assets or fund balance of 2.867 million. The cash flow schedule for Audeo 2 as of January 31 indicates a positive balance of 217,540. And the projected cash flow balance as of June 30, including accruals, is 1.803 million. It depicts that the school is fiscally healthy and can meet its financial obligations.
Thank you. Very important. So I would entertain a motion to approve 6.3.1.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve 6.3.1.
Waylon Myers, I second that motion to approve 6.3.1.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrera, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passes unanimously. 6.3.2, consider approval of the DAS application for 2022-23-24. So Tim, do you have a report?
Yes. Audeo Valley in their first year, so they do not have the dashboard alternative school status designation just yet, but they do qualify. They meet the threshold of above 70%, so they are at 76.9%. So we have submitted the application for your approval, and then once that's approved, we will then submit it to the CDE so that the school will have that designation for the next 3 years. It just essentially signifies that they are serving a high-risk student population, and their dashboard and state metrics that they'll be evaluated on will reflect the adjusted criteria for high-risk student population schools. So it's very much in our benefit, and it also shows the student, or meeting the mission of our school to serve a high-risk student population as well.
Thank you, I appreciate that. So a motion to approve 6.3.2.
Laura Guerrero, I make a motion that we approve item 6.3.2.
Waylon Myers, I second the motion to approve item 6.3.2.
Thank you, and Laura, your vote?
Laura Guerrero, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, that passed unanimously. So 6.4 for Grossmont, the interim report, Lynn?
Yes, thank you, Greg. Grossmont Secondary School second interim report agenda item is 6.4.1, can be found on pages 794 to 796. The projected net assets or fund balance is 4.020 million. This signifies that the school is in good financial health and can meet its financial obligations. So therefore the charter authorizer will issue a positive certification.
Thank you. So I'd entertain a motion to approve item 6.4.1.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 6.4.1.
Waylon Myers, I second the motion to approve item 6.4.1.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers voting aye.
Okay, and Greg Haggard is aye, so that passes unanimously. 6.4.2, the A through G. Tim?
Yes, Grossmont Secondary is also eligible for the A to G improvement grant funds. It was presented at the February board meeting. There's been no changes to the plan, and it's on pages 797 to 801, and we'd appreciate approval.
Thank you. So I'd entertain a motion to approve item 6.4.2.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 6.4.2.
And Waylon Myers, I second that motion to approve item 6.4.2.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye. That passed unanimously. So Sweetwater, secondary school, the first interim report, Lynn?
Yes, similar to all the schools, this will be issued a positive certificated fund balance. And very proud to say that it's fiscally healthy.
Thank you. Motion to approve, please.
Laura Barrera, I make a motion that we approve item 6.5.1.
Waylon Myers, I second the motion to approve item 6.5.1.
Thanks. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Waylon?
Waylon Myers, aye.
And Greg Haggard is aye, so that passed unanimously. So now for Sweetwater A through G Completion Improvement Grant, 10?
Yep. Sweetwater is also eligible for the A to G Improvement Grant funds, and their plan has not changed from the presentation in February. It's on pages 805 to 809, and we recommend approval.
Thank you. So entertain a motion to approve item 6.5.2.
Laura Barrero, I make a motion that we approve item 6.5.2.
Waylon Myers, I second the motion to approve item 6.5.2.
Thank you. And Laura, your vote?
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Waylon, your vote?
Waylon Myers, aye.
Thank you. And Greg Haggard is aye. So that passes unanimously. So we're moving on to our board comments and announcements. From time to time, each board member may have topics of interest they'd like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. Are there any further announcements or comments? Board? No. I
want to know the graduation dates there. do you have them there on yours? I think so. The CSSD Western Region, Audeo and Audeo 2 and Audeo 3, their time is 11:30 a.m. This will all take place on Wednesday, June 15th. And I believe we might have some Audeo students also at the 9:30 a.m. CSSD and Central and Eastern regions. That's at 9:30. But the bulk of the Audeo students, that's Audeo, Audeo 2, Audeo 3, Grossmont, Sweetwater, and Audeo Valley are all I'm mixing it all up. Western Region, Audeo, Audeo 2, and Audeo 3 are at 11:30 a.m. And then at 1:30 is Grossmont, Sweetwater, and Audeo Valley. And you'll be contacted as to you know, your gowns and all that, and when you want to show up. And if you can show up for more than one, that would be very nice too. We'd be very grateful. That would be nice. Also, I'd like to take an opportunity to thank Laura for helping. I don't know if you know, but Laura is professionally a real estate professional, and she works with leases all the time. So she is willing to collaborate on kind of just giving a bird's eye view at some of our leases. We're always open to any kind of input, although we cut some pretty good deals. But thanks, Laura. Thank you.
Yes, you did.
We're so really grateful. So I can't imagine how someone could volunteer to really read leases, because they are the most boring thing in the world, all that tiny print. But thank you for doing that. I appreciate it so much. We appreciate it so much. And thank you, Will, too, for your work on those leases. We appreciate that. That's all for us. Greg Haggart, you were in a great meeting.
I think that's all for us. So long, farewell. Bye, everybody. Thanks so much.
You have to make a motion to adjourn.
Right, we have to adjourn.
Oh.
Yes, I make a motion that we adjourn.
William Myers, I second the motion that we adjourn.
I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go properly.
Just sing this out.
I know. I was really looking forward to the song.
But all of you at once said, wait, you have to have a motion to adjourn. I didn't hear anything. It's just a cacophony of faces and moving mouths. So apparently I don't run a very good meeting. So let's see. Laura, did you make a motion to adjourn?
Motioned and seconded.
Okay. And Waylon, you seconded it, because I
did polite. Second it. Yes.
Okay. Waylon seconded it. Okay. So may I have your vote, Laura?
Laura Barrero, aye.
And Waylon?
William Myers, aye.
I may just hold you all here after class. All right. And Greg Haggart is aye. So that passes unanimously. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, teachers and staff. Bye.